Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. And we are going out on the phone now to Lansing Mayor Virg Bonero. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. Thank you for your time this evening. Wanted to talk to you. I saw an interview last night right off the top with Rachel Maddow. You were discussing in part the emergency financial managers, the situation in Benton Harbor. Wanted to get your take on that for my audience.
Well, look, I mean, I think this is a concern for all Americans and all Michiganders, Americans, because it starts here and it could go to other states. This is really a move of corporatization of local government. You know, it's a move toward autocracy rather than democracy. It silences the voice of the people. Well, this just goes too far. You know, we always had the emergency manager, but this law that they passed, that the governor signed, it really allows an emergency financial manager to go in and just supplant local government. It's not empowering local government. It's not building community capacity. It's a total takeover. It's a total takeover. And they're training 200 more of these guys or people to go in and turn over democracy. You know, I'm confused. I thought Republicans were for limited government, local control. And I thought they were against these czars. You know, they're going after President Obama because of too many czars that he appointed. And now they're having these czars who are omnipotent, who go in, who supersede any and all law, who can overturn commissions and boards, fire mayors and councils. And they've lowered the bar on what it takes to intervene and to take over a city. So they've lowered the bar to take over. They've strengthened the powers. They've added to the powers of the EFM. And at the same time, they're kicking cities when they're down. You know, we're all struggling. All the cities virtually in the state are struggling. And they're cutting revenue sharing. They're undercutting the very foundation of local government and then saying, oh, by the way, we'll help you out by taking you over. It's like shooting somebody in the foot and blaming them for limping.
Now, I'm wondering if Joe Harris, who is the EM in Benton Harbor, had come in and worked with the commissions and the boards there instead of just making them null and void, that could have made a difference.
Bingo. See, that's where you get at the subversion of democracy, and I don't think this is hyperbole. I really think that they've gone way too far. That's what the state ought to be doing, is helping. If the state was interested in helping, but I don't think that's what they're interested in. They're interested in some kind of a takeover, some kind of corporatization. They're creating corporate mercenaries who go in there and run it like a business. It's martial law. They've got authoritarian powers. I mean, I guess this is what you get when you talk about running business, running government like a business, but it ain't a business. It's called democracy. I mean, I think the governor must have asked himself, WWPD, what would Putin do? Because this is the kind of thing they do in Russia. The president appoints mayors. You know that? The mayor of Moscow is appointed by the president. We don't operate that way here. We don't have top-down government. We have local control. We have citizen democracy. This is what our founding fathers fought for. This is what the revolution was all about. What they're doing now, it's literally taxation without representation. Because now you're going to be taxed, and some guy from the governor's office is going to maybe will work for a bank or some outfit. I guess they're training them. The ones that are doing the training are these corporate types. And they're going to come in, and they're going to be running the show. They're going to be making the decisions. What about citizen input? What about representative democracy? What in the world is going on in America in 2011?
Well, the question from the flip side could be that these municipalities were so mismanaged, they got themselves into a crisis situation, and they need some serious help, and they need it now.
They do need serious help. But serious help is not abdication of democracy. Serious help is not subversion of democracy. The old model was that you got help. The old model was cooperation, engagement, empowerment, and community capacity building. This new model is command and control. Corporate command and control. Corporate coup d'etat. That's not helpful. I ask you this, Cheryl. I ask your listeners, what will be left after the EFM comes in and slices and dices? What will be left of the community? What will be left of the community input, the community capacity? Will the city really be better off after the EFM? Will the school district be better off? Will there be any community capacity? Or will they have just come in and everything that they wanted was a fait accompli? And you know, where is the empowerment? What is left? You may have balanced budgets, but you don't have a functioning community. You don't have a thriving community. We've got to do more than have our cities survive. Our cities have to thrive. You're not going to grow this state with cities that are limping along that have been cut to shreds.
What do we let these cities go into bankruptcy, sir?
No, of course not. And we had, like I said, we had a system. We had an emergency financial manager. Maybe it needed to be amended, but we didn't need monarchical powers. We didn't need, you know, actual imperial power in one appointee. You got to empower the person to go in. Sure, he ought to be able to get the attention of the local officials, but it ought to be building capacity. It ought to be building something for the future. We're not building for the future. Our cities need to be the hub of the wheel. I've told you before, hub of the wheel, not hole in the donut. What are we doing to make our cities and our urban centers the hub of the wheel? Until we do that, we're not going to grow as a state. You're not going to grow the state of Michigan when the cities are falling behind, and I see nothing in this EFM legislation or the way it's being executed that is going to leave the cities stronger, that is going to build capacity, that is going to build community. It doesn't have engagement built in.
I'm wondering also, just this week, paperwork was filed for a recall against Governor Rick Snyder. Just your reaction to that.
Well, it's early. It's early, and you know, we'll see. I mean, I'm still hopeful that the governor will see reason on some of these things. We're working with him on a number of things. We work with him on the, you know, the elimination of some of the tools that cities use. We were deeply concerned about that. We see where he took a step back or two, and you know, hopefully he'll be willing to take some advice on some of this stuff.
Well, there was a little evidence of some movement today with education cuts and the earned income tax credit. So perhaps there is some room for movement.
Well, that was another example. I mean, the earned income tax credit, come on. You're going to hurt the people at the lowest economic rung, and plus you're taking money out of the economy. Again, that's not a prescription for turning around this economy. But I am concerned about that EFM, that the voice of the people is being stifled. That's got to be addressed. And of course, the legislature, the Republican majority, I don't think a single Democrat voted for it. I don't know. But the legislature really took away the citizen's voice there. Again, why we fought King George. It's incredible what they're doing. Benton Harbor is ground zero, Cheryl. I'm telling you, the eyes of the nation are going to be on Benton Harbor and what's being done there and why. Because if it can be done in Benton Harbor, it can be done in virtually any city. They have lowered the bar. They have so many trigger points. I mean, you know, if you have a triple B credit rating, if you run a deficit in any account, certainly we should not countenance any kind of fiscal misbehavior. I've been led the city of Lansing in a very fiscally conservative, responsible way, and we should hold a high standard, but you ought to be assisting cities. Instead, like I say, they're undercutting them, and plus cutting revenue sharing to cities. They're reducing payments to school districts. They're cutting per-pupil funding, even when they've got money in the school aid fund. So they're doing everything to destabilize these outfits, and then all they're doing basically is training EFMs to come in and take over.
Well, sir, as always, I appreciate your time on the issues. Thank you very much for your voice tonight.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Thank you. Mayor Virge Bonero, Lansing Mayor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.